From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil reporting. Police in riot gear smash front doors of a polling station with a hammer in Catalonia Sunday, where the regional leader was expected to cast his vote in a banned independence referendum. They began voting Sunday in the disputed independence referendum while police seized the ballots. A regional government spokesman said voters could cast their ballots at any polling station instead of their designated one. Instead, there are reports of Spanish police firing rubber bullets at voters, and a spokesman says 73% of polling stations were open, but their computer system was suffering from constant hacking attacks. The U.S. State Department says that North Korea is showing no interest in pursuing talks on its nuclear and missile programs. The U.S. State Department said Saturday after Secretary of State Rex Tillerson acknowledged the United States was communicating directly with Pyongyang. He departed China Saturday evening after meeting top Chinese officials, including President Xi Jinping, to seek cooperation in a maximum pressure campaign against the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. She shared his thoughts on President Donald Trump's upcoming Asia trip.
I believe President Trump's upcoming visit to China is an important opportunity for furthering the China-U.S. relationship, and I hope the teams from both sides will make full preparation for this important event. I believe his visit will be a special, wonderful, and successful one.
Former U.S. football star O.J. Simpson has been released from a Nevada prison after serving 9 years for armed robbery. He was sent to prison in Nevada for a botched hotel room heist of sports memorabilia 12 years. This is VOA News. Almost a week and a half after Hurricane Maria devastated Puerto Rico, about half of the island's 3.4 million residents still lack access to clean drinking water. Puerto Rican Governor Ricardo Seo noted that Saturday some recovery has been made. He said 51 of the island's 60 hospitals are now open and airports and seaports are receiving shipments. U.S. President Donald Trump, from his golf club in New Jersey, launched a bitter Twitter tirade Saturday morning against San Juan Mayor Carmen Yulín Cruz, who has been quite critical of the Trump administration's hurricane efforts. Cruz, whose home has been damaged in the storm, is now living in a shelter with her family.
I hope that he has a chance to go into the areas that are most devastated. And I hope he gets a chance to really look at people, look at people's faces, see them drinking from a creek, and know that we may be small, but we are great in valor.
A bilateral ceasefire agreement between Colombia's government and the country's last active guerrilla group, the National Liberation Army, or ELN, takes effect Sunday. Marissa Melton has those details.
The head of the ELN, Nicolas Rodriguez, in a rare video Friday, was shown ordering rebels to stand down ahead of the ceasefire commencing Sunday. Rodriguez expressed confidence that about 1,500 rebels belonging to ELN would obey orders not to attack government troops or take other offensive actions banned by the ceasefire. Friday, President Juan Manuel Santos signed a decree ordering troops not to attack the ELN rebels once the temporary ceasefire takes effect. The ceasefire will initially last until January 9th, after which it can be renewed by mutual consent. The truce is to be monitored by observers from the United Nations, assisted by the Roman Catholic Church. The ELN is considered a terrorist group by the United States and European Union. Marissa Melton, VOA News.
An ambush by Islamic State militants in the old city of Mosul led to the deaths of several fighters Saturday. Iraqi forces who had been helping locals rebuild the city were searching house by house for bombs. This more than 2 months after government forces retook Mosul, the militants hiding out in one of the homes fired, and two fighters were hit by Iraqi grenades and their bodies caught fire. Two more were later killed, one shot on the street. Their bodies were thin, heavily bearded, and they were wearing traditional clothes favored by militants in Mosul. I'm Tommy McNeil in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.